Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
This is Skillet on The Score.
Just kind of want to remind you guys, this Andy Dalton's a little better than most people think, in my opinion.
Dalton looking, throwing, passes tipped and intercepted in the end zone.
I got some money that the Bears will win the Super Bowl.
What?
So I got good odds.
Stafford extends the hand up. Nope, it's a fake and a bootleg with plenty of time. He's going to throw deep down the field. He's got Van Jefferson inside the Bear 20-yard line. No one touched him. Picks it up 10, 5, into the end zone with a touchdown.
I got 50 to 1, so I got 100 on it. That's what my Uncle Teddy would call turning a toothpick into a lumberyard. Just wait till they beat the Rams. I got some money on the Bears on that game, too.
Stafford, plenty of time. Throwing deep, wide open. Cup to the 10, waltzing in. The deepest of the deep was not there.
Wait, you have money that they're going to beat the Rams or cover the spread?
I got the 7.5.
Snap is back on fourth down. Dalton the throw. Right side, batted away, going for Mooney.
I think I should have took them that they'll beat him. I think I made a mistake there. I think they're going to win this game.
Last knee taken on 3rd and 13. That'll win the ball game. The L.A. Rams defend their home turf 34-14.
Why do you call yourself Skillet?
I was given that name when I lived out in Las Vegas. A friend of mine out there gave me that name. I don't know why I got it.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernsey and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I had a feeling we would be revisiting the call from Skillet. That was a rough one. Happy Bears Monday. It's not a victory Monday, but it can still be happy. We're here. We're all right. Everything that matters in the world can still be okay because it's just football. It's just the Bears being the Bears. What?
You're already there. You're already to bargaining on your way to acceptance.
No. Look, how many times do we do this? Is this like last 8 years they've dropped 7 of their last 8 openers or something like that? This is what happened. This is what we do. And then we pick up the pieces and we soldier on and the Bears end up, you know, winning 7 or 8 games somehow and life continues apace.
Here's the best part. There's 16 more of these now.
Yep. Yeah. Go Bears! We're going to talk to Kevin Fishbane at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk a lot about what we saw last night and what it means. Hub Arkish will give us his thoughts at 11, and we'll have surprises along the way as well here on Bears Monday. The Score listener line is going to get a workout today. It's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number is 312-644-6767. Your emails can be sent to BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. The stream is blowing up, as it often is at these times on Mondays. 670thescore.com. You're texting in the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She is at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app if you haven't yet to stream the score on your mobile devices. You can interact on Facebook if you have the stomach for it. But the fun stuff goes on our Twitch stream right now, as I see it right here, twitch.tv/Chicago670 the score. And you can converse. You can be part of that chat. You can watch what we do. We put links in there sometimes to things that we talk about. We have Connor O'Donnell and Evan Thomas and Brian Gertsch on the case there, with the video editing and directing and the moderation of the chat. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Mike Rankin is our sound man.
I got the 7.5.
Okay.
So
well,
good.
Yeah, I didn't help y'all that much there, Skillet. But, yeah, they found a lovely way to collaborate on a loss. And if the defense is going to be that, everything else, we can talk all we want about Dalton and Fields and everything, but as far as I was happy to see him on the field. One of my takeaways was at least he played.
Yes, and early.
He played. Justin Fields played. Like, there's that piece. I don't think they used him properly. I think using him as a Taysom Hill kind of thing is sort of pointless right now. But he did play. So there's that on the ledger. They know something, right?
If there's one thing that I did not want to hear today, it is the idea of Justin Fields being used in a similar way to Taysom Hill, but that's kind of what we saw, except I feel like Taysom's role is more defined than what we saw out of Justin Fields yesterday.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's a gimmick guy. That's what you have a package. Justin Fields is not a gimmick package guy.
No, he is your future franchise quarterback. And did you notice, by the way, in the post-game interview with Fields, I think he's still getting flack for him talking about the speed of the game after the preseason, because he mentioned it, just getting used to the speed of the game. Man, we knew what you were saying.
Right.
At least on this radio station where we examine a lot of what people say, we knew what you were saying. We've seen you in major competition. We've seen you slow a game down. Don't worry your pretty little head about that with us. We just want to see you do what you do.
That's an interesting observation on your point. That somewhere, something in his mind is still walking that back.
That he has to.
Yeah.
He probably got talked to. Or maybe he realized that, I'm sure somebody said something and he might have come off a different way. God knows that happens to you and I as well. But that's not what we're looking for. We were looking to see how he was going to be used. Sean McVay was the first person who alluded to that last week. We heard him say it would be negligence if we did not prepare for this.
I'm also troubled by the inability of Khalil Mack to affect a game. And if we are, and it's early, but I'm just saying, this is as far as a watch list of things right now, big picture, important things. I know it's just a loss. We have a lot of little data points here, some things to be happy about, some things to be not happy about. But as far as really significant things, he was on the injury report again.
Yes.
All last year it was a little this, a little that, a little this. If this is what Khalil Mack is now, and that is guy you don't notice, guy who got one assisted tackle, is that right? The only thing on the whole chart, I have it in front of me. I should look at the defensive numbers here.
We're not used to having to criticize the defensive numbers.
Here it is. Final defensive statistics. Official final defensive statistics. All zeros across the board for Khalil Mack except one assisted tackle.
Did you notice the other number that stood out, by the way, out of the defensive numbers? One sack shared by Akeem Hicks and Robert Quinn.
But that can't be. And if that's the case, so much of what we talk about with this team and its aspirations has to do with Mack at his peak. If we're dealing with Khalil Mack post-peak, if we're dealing with Khalil Mack in some form of decline, that changes everything that they're doing. Everything that they're trying to be, everything they're trying to hold together, win this next game or for whatever they're competing. And it also informs the quarterback decision and how they're handling that and what constitutes a sunk cost. That's a major concern, let alone the fact that we don't know if their former all-pro safety wants to play football.
Before we get big picture about Khalil Mack, and I will also say you saw the full screen graphic that NBC put up last night into the fourth quarter. Aaron Donald wasn't making a huge difference either. And I was keying in on where he was going to be put on the line, who he was going to attack regarding the Bears' offensive line and how that was going to work. We saw the battle between him and Jason Peters before Peters got injured. According to our Philly friends on Twitter, that was expected. And he was also neutralized as well. It wasn't until later in the game when we saw the line really break down. I want to credit that at least. I'm very worried about Larry Borum because I watched him and I was worried about that too. But here's what frustrates me the most. Despite the final score of this game, given the pieces that we saw, and especially in those first three quarters, take out that interception in the end zone, which you can't. It's crucial. That's a winnable game for the Bears, given what we saw. That was a much closer game than I thought I would see. And a few plays really did make the difference in this one outside of that. The fourth down play was the one that also concerned me. The fourth and four where Komet was in motion and then he was wide open. But once again, the line was attacked. We saw that. We saw blitzing linebacker come in from the left side and nobody picked it up. And these are schematic concerns that we had the first 3 weeks in the preseason, talking about how the line blocks, who is going to adjust, who is going to move where, and what did we see? We saw Jason Peters move to pick up a blitzer because he knows the game at 39, and now he's injured too.
We also saw them unwilling and or knowing they were unable to throw the ball down the field. And there was a lot of lateral and a lot of close and a lot of simple. They're not going to stress out a defense. They don't become difficult to prepare for when you're not throwing the ball. The ball's not in the air. That's the irony of stocking up your wide receiver core with sprinter speed. Oh, the fastest room, 4.2 coming out of college, 4.3 coming out of college. It doesn't matter if you're throwing the ball to a guy 6 yards and short of the sticks, because that's not what home run speed does.
27 completions. One went past 10 yards.
One.
Atrocious.
One.
Atrocious.
I always like the thoughts of Stonecutter. We've appreciated his Bears thoughts for many years now. And these are his. He says, you took a huge swing and corkscrewed yourself into the ground cap-wise two off seasons ago on a decrepit pass rusher, a journeyman quarterback on a starter's contract, and a tight end with a very limited skill set. The trade-off for those moves was cutting a Pro Bowl corner and hollowing out veteran redundancy in your offensive line, and that's what you get. There are a lot of points of failure from last night. The most obvious, the bombs given up by the defense and the inability to do anything but quick passes because you can't block anyone. We're going to get so much of the Bears should take what the defense gives them in the next few weeks and months. That's what they did. Would I like to have seen Montgomery get more carries? Sure. But given the chessboard laid out in front of him, I thought Nagy called a good game, aside from throwing a rook and a knight away before kickoff by starting Dalton over Fields. The problem is, last night made it clear, Nagy no longer coaches a team that can win 17-14. The infuriating thing, there's nothing the Bears ran last night that Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky couldn't have done just as competently. And there's one guy who can change the way this whole thing looks. One guy. Start him.
Yeah, we're going to be screaming that for weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious thing that's been the obvious thing. There are a bunch of blinking lights here, and it is a Bears Monday, so let's do it. We're going to grab a bunch of phone calls on Bernstein and Rahimi next on The Score.
That's what my Uncle Teddy would call turning a toothpick into a lumberyard.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fourth and 15, ball on the 30. Dalton in there with Montgomery. Crowd making noise here in L.A. Rams up 13 in the fourth. Snap is back on fourth down. Dalton the throw. Right side, batted away. Going for Mooney on a tight window throw to the far side of the field.
The fourth and 15. Is that a situation where you just really felt good about the play call going into it? Or at 10 minutes left in the game, cutting it to 10 just didn't seem like that was good enough for you?
Yeah, I think, at that point in time, again, more of just probably a gut feeling of we felt good about the play. I think we, we knew we were going to have to be protecting right there. And that's the one thing when you get in those long down and distances, we know that stuff can happen. But yeah, you could probably look at it a couple different ways, but we felt good about right
Bernstein
there.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, see, there's a follow-up there to the gut feeling on this. I just think it's a gut feeling. It's so neggy. We felt good about the play. It's always about the play. But the reason you're going for it is because of the game situation and the desperation. You knew you had to try something because you probably weren't going to win.
But you're also trying to fool people, and that's what I get back to with that Justin Fields shovel pass to the side of the offensive line where you're up to your fourth backup. And that's what concerns me, is the idea that you're fooling people. So much so that you fool your own team where you had to take a timeout and a goal-to-go situation in the first 15 scripted plays. Remember that, by the way?
With your veteran quarterback. Like, the whole reason, the whole point of playing Andy Dalton is all the administrative stuff. I said it last week. All that's got to be pristine. You can't have the play clock down to 3. You can't be late to get it in, to get it called, to get out of the huddle. That's all your justification of Dalton. Is that stuff. That can't go wrong.
That whole sequence, false start, timeout, interception in the end zone. You love your scheme so much that happens in the first 15. Cool.
But we felt good about the play. It's fourth and 15.
Come on, man.
Who feels good about the play?
That was a real no man's land, wasn't it? Because you're not confident in your defense. You're asking your offense, who got lit up that drive, to do something that's a pretty tall task with the game on the line. You also have a kicker who's excellent at his job. That was no man's land.
Mm-hmm. We felt good about the play.
And if you're a betting man, you know that Nagy's going to lean offense there instead of defense or special teams, right? That's your bet.
312-644-6767. We will begin with Bill calling from South Shore on Bernstein and Rahimi on Bears Monday on The Score.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bill.
Kind of the way I thought it would go. How are you? It's great to talk, as always. I'll be quick. You know, that first drive, they had the rhythm going down there, and then, of course, it just stutter steps, the timeout. You just know how it's going to go. The Bears always fall out of rhythm. They got someone on their heels, and then they mess that up. And then, you know, with these big, crazy chunk plays, it reminded me of the 2014 game against the Packers on Monday night, Trestman, that last year, which was just, I mean, nothing as bad as 42, nothing at halftime.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it just had a taste of it. You know what I mean? And what it was to me, you know, last season, at the end of the season, oh, we got this great locker room, Ryan Pace, you know, how he does those whole speeches. Well, you know what? It's Sean Desai's first year, and then you have a mini camp, and one player shows up, Roquan Smith. You know, I felt something was odd about that in the first place. Everyone respects Sean Desai so much on his defense, and you have one player show up for the mini camp. I think that was weird, and it just looks like that Jackson just doesn't seem interested at all. I mean, at all. I don't know if he'd rather be playing PS4 or whatever game system's out now, but he just looks absolutely disinterested in playing football.
I agree. I can't explain it.
Salient points out of a Bears Monday.
I can't explain what Eddie Jackson's doing or not doing, but you got to try. It's like Scott Skiles when he was asked about what Eddie Curry has to do to get more rebounds. Jump.
Eddie Jackson, I don't know what the heck's wrong with you, but you need to fix it.
Oh, Alex Brown was on one last night on the Football After Show, and he was right. For him to call out Eddie Jackson specifically, that was something. And we've seen it now. Is this going to be two seasons in a row we see this level of play?
Mike in Rockford, you're next on the Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. We know this team is terrible. Let me ask you the question. How long are we going to have to suffer? Because now, you know, they draft a quarterback, which now, God forbid, is this going to buy these two clowns another 2 or 3 years? I mean, are we going to have to see Pace and Nagy? You know, well, we got to give them a
chance. We don't know because we don't know how long Ryan Pace's contract is, and we know that this team values a 6-game losing streak to bring everybody together.
Exactly. So here's my question, Dan. If that's the case, then we're seeing a defense on a decline. We've heard, well, you know, they got that window's closing. Maybe they got, well, I think it's closed. I think the defense is on a decline right now. So now you're going to have to rebuild this whole team around the new quarterback, which is fine. But do we want a guy like Pace doing it?
There'll be a time and a place for these questions, for the larger picture questions. I mean, no one's firing the general manager right now. And when the season concludes, we'll see what the record is, and we'll see if they get on with that. But that I don't think that's the debate for today. We want to talk about the results yesterday and where we stand with this team. That's fine, but I mean, we can't immediately get to. I'll tell you what's really wrong. It's the McCaskies. Like let's not already get to that point. Not even an hour into the first Bears Monday.
Oh, we need a bingo sheet. I feel like these should all be on the bingo sheet.
Joe in Batavia, you're on the Score.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good.
All right.
So I got a couple of points. The first point is the best thing about being a Bears fan is Monday morning and 670s with Core.
Aw.
Great.
All right. Second thing, I agree. We can't jump to the McCaskies and Ryan Pace, but if you look at there's one consistent thing that we've seen in Nagy's entire tenure. It's he does not adapt. His system is a very complicated system. It's a tough system. And frankly, I think the Trubisky pick was a bad pick, but if he would have been in a different team, he probably would have done better. Andy Dalton did pretty well last night, but he was executing Nagy's plays. They're not well designed. They're too complicated. I'm very concerned that whenever they get Fields in there, he's going to, between the offensive line and the short dink and dunk passes, he's going to be relegated to running for his life. And finally, no matter what you say about Pace and Nagy and the McCaskies, at best, we're looking at a 5-7 year rebuild.
Okay, thanks for the call, Joe. I guess we're already there. Greg and Lyle, you're on WSCR The Score.
How's it going today, guys?
Good. Hello.
So I don't know what it is, but the Bears and I'm 27 years old, but the Bears every year somehow find a way to make something fun unfun. So Justin Fields getting drafted this year, I was ecstatic. You know, I was pumped. And then all of a sudden, Dalton's starting, and now we have these RPO packages for Justin Fields, like we're smarter than everybody else. And I hated every single one of those plays. They never play to the strength of their quarterback. Granted, he can run. The man can also throw. And he just never seemed to get the chance other than the one pass he threw in the first quarter. And I'm just worried down the line that, you know, if Nagy's still here, that he's going to turn this into a Mitch Trubisky situation. And I just do not want that to happen.
That is, I think that may be the biggest, if we're looking big picture, which people clearly are from this, whether or not you want it to happen, that might be an actual concern that is more immediate.
Well, they're looking big picture because last night was the same old crap.
Yes.
And we know it's going to be the same old crap all year. And then if they're back, it's going to be next year too. Look, Matt Nagy is a really nice guy. Seems like a normal dude. The evidence shows that he can't coach. I'm sorry. Like that's why everyone's looking big picture. Nothing last night was unexpected, but it still pisses you off because it's like, when is it going to change?
It will change when they start Justin Fields.
Will it?
Because he does things that transcend coaching.
Okay, I agree with that.
That's part of my rationale, is allowing them to grow beyond all this stuff. Just turn him loose.
But I agree with you, and I want him to play next weekend from jump. He is the starting quarterback in my eyes right now. But I don't want these two guys developing him any farther than this year. That's it. Thanks for drafting him. First year, great. Bring in people that know what the hell they're doing.
I actually think that, unfortunately, not only did we get a confirmation of what we'd seen before, but things were further disappointing. The defense was worse than I thought it was going to be. But I will say that the run game was not something I expected to see that aggressive and that diligent of being stuck to, and it worked. That was a bright spot. 3rd and 3 being a running down for the Bears, that is some progress.
I just have to trust that that matters, that that's connected to what's next.
Yes.
Okay, that's great that you put that out there and you did that. A dynamic quarterback and a hard-ass bell cow running back should mean you score more points. That's what should matter. The problem is you're going to have this hard-ass bell cow running back and a quarterback who's still executing a short passing lateral, quote-unquote, system that isn't really a system. That's just sort of a loosely confederated group of plays.
And there is no better proof of that than when we saw, once again, the initial reads be to the weaker side of the offensive line or the more damaged side or the side where you just put in a backup to a backup. And you're still trusting that side of the line to do its job.
They ran over the 3rd-string left tackle at his first play.
Like, you can't go to the other side. And I go back again to that 4th-down play. Komet's wide open by design. You don't have enough time to pick it up because your line is a mess.
West Side, Ben, you're on Sports Radio 670 on Bears Monday.
What's up, y'all? I just got 2 quick comments. First off, I hate to say this, but can a professional athlete actually be scared, or a professional football player be scared of contact? I mean, Eddie Jackson, we should all be calling for his bitch, and this is like 2 years almost of poor play, and I really just think he's scared of contact right now. Secondly, Matt Nagy, he decided to take back play calling, and I thought that was a bold move. You know, play calling, it's an art to it, and I don't know about Lazor, but he looked way better last year calling Nagy's plays than he did. And with his job on the line, and you seeing that, and you take that back, I mean, I don't know about that guy, man, but that's all I really got to say.
Now, I think the Eddie Jackson point, do you have visual evidence that that isn't the case?
I don't understand. I don't understand why he would go from arguably the best in the league at his job to looking like he wants to be anywhere else.
I hate using the contract excuse. I hate saying after somebody gets paid that they're different. I can't stand it. It bothers me. But the years line up.
It might be coincidental. There might be something else at issue. But at some point, you got to get somebody else on the field who wants to be out there.
Here's the frustrating piece, though, is it's not just Eddie Jackson. That whole secondary was a mess. And then you see where Desmond Trufant was playing on a team that walloped the Packers yesterday.
Indeed. Kevin Fishbane is a part of our Bears Mondays. He of The Athletic on the Bears beat will join us in just a couple of moments. So keep it here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.